Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're talking tennis and a unique holiday gift with Alon Cohen, the CEO of Neuro Tennis. And it's a very intriguing product as we finish off 2020. And he's got some nice testimonials behind it. And it's always great when we have a tennis tech product, golf, a lot of golf tech products. This one's for the sport of tennis. And Alon, thanks for joining me this week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Give my listeners a little overview of a wristband-ish wearable technology called Neuro Tennis.
Yeah, so Neuro Tennis is really unique among wearables in the sports world because it is a two-player system. So whereas oftentimes you'll see things like Fitbits, which kind of started the whole trend of wearables, and a whole gamut of products in sports. In tennis, of course, we have two players on opposite sides of the court, and Neuro Tennis takes advantage of that to have the two wearables communicate with each other. And so with that, you can do some really interesting things because with tennis, it's a lot about like the timing of the sport and what you do, not just when you're hitting, but also what you do in between your shots. So Neuro Tennis coaches you with the cadence of the hitting in the game. So when you hit and when your opponent hits, you're going to receive coaching instructions to do certain things. And this is really one of the very, very different aspects of Neuro Tennis. And then there's so many more things which we'll get into, I'm sure, about how you can customize the coaching and so on. But that's the first point I always make about Neuro Tennis is the fact that it's a two-player wearable system.
Yeah, synchronized with the rhythm of how you hit the ball. So if I'm out with a buddy, I'm a let's say I'm a 4-5, 5-0 player, Alon, and I'm out with a buddy and we're practicing. What kind of information would it give me during a practice session?
Well, you're gonna first of all, you can choose from a whole library of things to work on. So the product comes with an app, which is a nice, sophisticated app, but very easy to use, where you have a library of content. And so you can pick from different lessons and drills you want to work on. There's also some built-in drills that are on the device itself, so you don't even have to use the app if you don't want to, but when you want to start getting into specifics, you can pick some drills. Let's say you wanted to work on some serve and volley, or you wanted to work on some approach shot drills. So you pick your drill. And then the two players are going to get coaching instructions, like, for example, hit the ball low, split step right when your opponent is about to hit. So it's all following the timing of the game. You're going to get instructions to do certain things. It might give you, for example, some coaching instructions on your volley, like stay sideways or don't chop at the ball. And there's hundreds of coaching instructions that come with it. So you get a lot of variety, and you also get to work on specifics. And then you can work with your coach or your tennis pro to come up with things that are specific to you. So maybe it's going to be something like finish with your weight on the front foot. And so it is all going to be spoken coaching instructions or commands, if you will, that are going to come from the speaker that is on your wrist, because it's like a watch with a speaker built into it.
Gotcha. Available for iPhone and Android. We're talking Neuro Tennis with the CEO, Alon Cohen. And part of your development team, tennis fans will recognize former world number one and major champion Mats Wilander. Mats, one of the most consistent players in the history of tennis. Is it kind of skewed towards, depending on what level you are, being consistent, Alon? Or is it does it skew tennis now more aggressive? How does it know what type of player you are before you even take the court?
Well, it doesn't really know what type of player you are. And, of course, you play a role in choosing what you want to work on because, as I was saying, you choose from a library of drills and you can only even put your own things in there. So there are some coaching instructions that are going to be, like let the ball fly or, hit through it, right? More aggressive kinds of things like step in, find time to step in. Now, if you talk, Mats is an amazing role model for tennis because of his reliability as a player, and everybody seeks to have that kind of reliability. Even if you are aggressive, pushing the margins a little bit in terms of how aggressive you are, you're still going to need some reliability in your game, or you will not last on the tour. So it's a matter of degree, of course. But I think Mats searches for that in his game too, and a lot of Mats' knowledge is built into this product, you know, and also, you know, his, not just his way he plays, but he's a student of the game.
Sure.
He follows what's going on in the world. So a lot of that is built in, and you have a full range of different styles of play are reflected in the drills in our library.
Yeah, Mats, one of the greatest, I've said one of the best minds in tennis as well. So he's the perfect player to partner with on something like this. I know that he likes technology as well, and he's real open-minded when it comes to trying new things. So two-player mode or a solo mode, how would you use the solo mode? Is that against like a hitting against a backboard, Len?
Well, you can use the solo mode against the backboard. You can use it against the ball machine, and you can even use it if your opponent, is not wearing the wristband or for whatever reason, you know, you just have one of them on you at the time. The way it works is, with neurotennis, you have two coaching instructions are triggered by two different events. Either you hit or your opponent hit. So what's going to happen is you are not going to hear the one that would relate to your opponent hitting. So for example, a coaching instruction like turn your shoulders now, that usually relates to your opponent just hit the ball and it's traveling toward you. So
right.
You really need to turn now, right? And so that one, you wouldn't really hear that one because that one is triggered off of an event that is not happening because your opponent's not wearing it. Because what happens is when your opponent hits, that sends a wireless signal across the court if they were wearing the band. But if they're not wearing it, you're just not going to get that signal. But you'll get the signals off of your own hits, and that's usually plenty to get a really great workout too. So that's the solo mode, and it works with a ball machine. Like you can tape. With the ball machine, actually, what you want to do ideally is even tape the other unit. So the ball machine can act as your partner. There's actually a video on our website. You can see me playing against the ball machine, and I tape one of the devices to the others to the ball machine itself, and it's going to act just like my opponent.
Gotcha. I hope. Did you beat the ball machine, Alon?
Never beat the ball machine. Even Mats can't.
I know. That's the best opponent you can play. We're talking neurotennis.com.
Yeah.
And a lot of golf.
The ball machine.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you finish. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of golf apps I've tried, after you play or after the round, you can download a lot of data and information. Is it the same way with neurotennis?
No, so that's another distinguishing feature. We're all about live.
Okay.
It's not about data afterwards. It's very, very different. You know, you might have some of those other things, and they're cool too. They're for a different purpose. What we're really trying to do, let me try to, in a nutshell, explain why I think this product is so interesting for players. One of the number one things you'll see about tennis players, and maybe this is true in golf too. I'm not a golfer, but in a lot of sports, people will feel like, I didn't play my best. And I don't know how many times I've gotten off the court either saying that myself or hearing my opponent say something, like, I'm sorry, I didn't play my best today. It's a bit of an excuse, right? But people are very often feeling like, I can play better than this. And there's a reason for that, right? There's a lot of concentration. There's a lot of focus in tennis. The point is that it's not all about improving your forehand, improving your backhand, which we do work on also. We do work on those technique things, but a lot of tennis is mental, and it's about being in the present moment and knowing that you need to work on certain details. But keep your head still when you hit the ball. Watch the ball until it hits your string.
Gotcha.
So many things like that. Keep your feet moving. People need these reminders, and to practice at a high level, having those reminders, it's just like having a coach, like having Mats Wielander stand right behind you, telling you to do these things in a friendly way. It's not even telling you you're not doing it well. Just saying, here's a reminder, do this now, and do it at the right time. And when you do that, you can unlock the potential you already have in your game. So let's say, you're a 5-0 player when you play your best, but many days you go out and you kind of play more at a 4-5 level, because, that's just the nature of the beast when you're not focusing as well as you can. And this helps to show you that you can play at that 5-0 level most of the time. So it's about raising your average to what your average really should be. And that is such a huge breakthrough for tennis players because it's like you already have that in you. Why not take advantage of what you already know how to do and do it more often? right?
Yeah, the mental and physical side of tennis, raising your game while you practice, neurotennis.com.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a worthwhile try. Would make a great gift for a tennis player this holiday season. And we'll put all the links in the show notes. And just great to be joined by Alon here this week. And thanks for coming on, Alon. Great technology, great thought behind this, and I'm impressed. So thanks, and hope to talk to you soon.
Same here. I really appreciate it. Take care. Have a good holiday.
You too as well.
Bye-bye.